Tracking your expenses is not the most fun thing in the world to do, but it is important because what gets measured gets managed. It's not easy, though. It can be a bit of a hassle. If you don't want to do it manually, there are tons of different budgeting apps out there. But which are the best? Well, here's one take. Enoch Omolulu from Savvy New Canadians is here to take us through his list that appears on his blog. And Enoch, I got to tell our listeners again, you're a veterinarian by day, personal finance blogger by night. Do you use a budgeting app yourself?
Yes, I do. I actually do use a combination just based on the different things I use them for. So I use them for tracking my expenses, income, and just keeping on top of my finances in general.
What do you think makes a good budgeting app? We're going to go through the five in your article, but what were some of the things that you were considering?
So overall, I'm looking at first and foremost as the safety. So there's nothing clad in stone when it comes to security online, but I want to be sure that it's from a legitimate company and that there are things in place to protect my account, because you're going to be linking your bank account, investment account in some cases, and then you want to be sure that those accounts are going to be protected. So the security of the platform, as well as the features. So do they actually cover what I need? If you're looking for a budget app that you want to use as a family or as a couple, does it provide those options? And or if you're looking for a free budget app, for example, the Mint app, then you want to go for something that is affordable. So it all depends on what you're looking for.
Your best overall budget app is You Need a Budget, YNAB. It's not free. It's like $12 a month or $84 a year. Why is it worth paying that amount of money, in your opinion?
So I think YNAB has some unique features that are not widespread amongst budget apps. So for YNAB, you're looking at a budget app that actually proactively helps you save money, as opposed to an app that looks back at your financial picture like last week, last month, and gives you basically an historical perspective of your finances. So YNAB is a bit different in that way, in that it's very flexible and it has a more intuitive way for budgeting. So a more intuitive system for budgeting, which is sort of unique in that industry.
One of the other things that I love about their approach is this idea of giving every dollar a job. Can you talk a bit about what that means and how that works in terms of the app?
So giving every dollar a job basically means you are looking at your income sources, and you are before you start spending, you are looking at your income sources, the amount you're going to receive from your salary, your wages, and you're saying, this is how I want to spend it. So you're telling yourself, this is how I want to spend it, and you're going to impute that into the app. So it's going to guide, once you enter that as your starting point, then it basically helps you stay on track.
Your best budget app for cash back is Koho. So this is obviously connected to a financial institution. How do you assess the quality of an app that is connected to a financial institution? Does Koho allow you to scrape all accounts regardless of financial services company, or is it limited in that way?
It's very limited. So actually, you can't really... Koho is slightly different when it comes to the budgeting side of things. It's more so... it's almost like an envelope. So it's like you're taking money, cash, instead of using a cash envelope, a physical cash envelope, you're actually putting your cash in Koho as a prepaid card and a prepaid app. And you are essentially using that app to guide your expenses or your spending. So it's slightly different. It doesn't connect to your bank account and then track your expenses or anything like that. What it does is you can take a certain amount of money, put it on the app, and then let's say, I'll just give an example. Let's say I want to spend $200 for eating out this month. So I load it on my Koho card, and then that way I can basically track how I spend it. And you can also set up some budgets in it. So you can set up a financial goal and say, you know what, I want to save this amount off of every expenses or off of every purchase I make. So it can help you in that way. It's more so a combination of earning cash back, not spending credits and doing some budgeting, but it's not like it's not a sole budget app.
Right. Another example, your best budget app for micro investing. And for those people who aren't familiar with that concept, it's basically the idea that if you buy something for $19, it'll round up to 20 and put that one extra dollar into investment account. Correct? If I summarize that correctly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It also says in their marketing stuff is discover money in your daily life. What do you take that to mean, knowing more than I do about how it works?
So I think what Coho does is really a spare change investing app. So let's say you buy coffee for $2.50. The Coho app helps you automatically invest the 50 cents after rounding it up to $3. So sometimes people are like, you know what, I can't start investing because how much am I going to invest? I'm going to invest $50 or I'm going to invest 5 cents. Like I just don't have the funds to start investing. What Coho does is it helps you actually find money from almost nowhere because you are saving without actually impacting your day-to-day living. So 50 cents off of on top of your coffee and 2 cents on top of your roundup when you buy this, or $5 when you buy something else, or you pay a bill, it doesn't really impact your day-to-day living. So even if you are tight on funds, you are still able to set aside some money and invest it.
Right. Your best budget app for couples is Pocket Smith. This I've heard a lot of apps. I haven't heard of this one. What distinguishes Pocket Smith?
Yeah. So Pocket Smith is pretty great if you're an expatriate and you move between countries. It's pretty great for tracking various currencies because it has an inbuilt strategy for actually managing currency exchange rates. So you can have a good picture of your finances at any moment. And it's also very great for folks who are trying to work hand in hand with their partners to budget. So it sort of has additional features that makes it attractive for those who are working on their budgeting with their partners or spouses or what have you.
Interesting. Okay, I've got one more. I've just got 30 seconds for it. The best free budget app is Mint. It's been around for a while. It does scrape accounts from your whole financial life. What do you think people should know about Mint?
So with regards to scraping your financial accounts from your banking or your investments, Mint doesn't actually give you I think it's read only. So because I personally use Mint and I've used it for probably a decade. It doesn't give you the ability to actually do anything with that account in the sense of moving money or transferring money. So it's safe in quote in that way. And overall, it's a free app that anyone can start off with. So if you're not willing to pay monthly fees on the budgeting app, I think Mint is a great place to start.
Really interesting stuff. Enoch, thank you for your perspective. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The blog is called Savvy New Canadians. It's founder Enoch Omalulu. And you can check out his article on the best budgeting apps out there. Great insight.